It's the love of agape. It's unconditional. It's sacrificial. It's eternal. It's completely unselfish. In the Old Testament, in the Hebrew scriptures, the ideal was love your neighbor as you love yourself, as you love your own flesh. That's a pretty high ideal. That's the ideal that St. Francis set for his friars. Right in the rule, if a mother loves and cherishes her son according to the flesh, how much more so should each one of us cherish and love his brother according to the Spirit? But in the New Testament, he goes far beyond that when he says, love your neighbor as I have loved you. And you and I aren't even capable of that kind of love. You cannot squeeze the love of agape out of proud, fallen human nature. It's always a gift from our God given to a humble heart. And that's why explicitly the only thing Jesus ever asked us to learn is to be meek and humble of heart. Meek, kind, gentle, courteous with other people, but very humble in adoration and prostration before him, because he is God and you and I are not God. That's what it comes down to. Either you believe or you don't believe. And if there is no God, then you're God and I'm God. And we're all a bunch of damned atheists. We do believe. We're celebrating the Mass in honor of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. Did you know that is the exclusively Catholic devotion? No other Christian denomination has such a devotion. And if there is one necessary devotion in the Catholic Church, it's devotion to the Sacred Heart. Because devotion to the Sacred Heart is an extra warm devotion to the Eucharistic Heart of Jesus Christ. That's what Father Jean Croiset said, who was the spiritual director of St. Margaret Mary, to whom the Sacred Heart appeared about 350 years ago. It's a summary, beautifully, of all that we believe. And if you go into the Eucharistic Chapel behind you, you see a beautiful statue of the Sacred Heart. See, love is what he's asking for, presenting his own love. And love always wants to give and to share. And that's what we call creation. God sharing himself with us. 70 sextillion celestial bodies he created. This is the latest count, by the way, with the telescopes working in conjunction with each other between Spain and Australia. 70 sextillion celestial bodies. That is 70 with 21 zeros behind it. There are as many celestial bodies in the universe as there are grains of sand on the seashores of our oceans and in the deserts of the earth. He must be a master physicist, mathematician, astronomy, to put all that together in perfect orbits. And that's the latest count. When they get more highly powered telescopes, the number will be much, much greater than that. Our God put all that together. This is our faith. In the beginning, he created heaven and earth. This love, too, wants to speak to the one it loves. And that's what we call the revelation of our God. He speaks to us through the scriptures and through his church. And always remember, it was the church who gave us the scriptures. The books of the Bible do not declare their own inspiration of themselves. There are no little voices popping up from the pages of sacred scripture to say, I am the word of God. Oh, no. It's the external, extrinsic authority of the church that tells us what's to be believed and what's not to be believed, what is right and what is wrong.